I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, if you need a sign of spring, you should be able to find one in Falmouth if the flowers cooperate.
This is at Spore Gardens, which is at 45 Fells Road on the way to Woods Hole, and it's going to start its free Daffodil Days activities from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. Besides viewing the flowers that we all hope are going to be there, there will be face painting, a wishing tree, a book sale table, a plant sale, a ventriloquist, guided tours through the garden trails, and information on a butterfly project. At noon, the Rotary Club and local Cub Scouts are going to plant 10 trees. And the rain date for that tree planting, which we hope won't be needed, is Saturday, April 28th. And that's actually the second half of Daffodil Days. There's going to be similar activities on that date, plus the Falmouth Fiddlers are going to perform from 1 to 3 p.m. on April 28th.
Now, Sunday is Earth Day, and writers and artists will be celebrating the Earth in Orleans.
The Addison Art Gallery, and that's on Route 28 in Orleans, is going to hold an Arts for the Earth event from 4 to 6 p.m. on Sunday. And you can watch award-winning painters at work, including Mary Alice Eisenberg and Amy Sanders. You can also hear singer-songwriter Sarah Burrell perform and meet nature authors Robert Finch and Peter Troll, who will be signing their books. The event is free, but any sales of the arts or books are going to benefit the Orleans Conservation Trust.
Another event that coincides with Earth Day on Sunday is Hyannis Open Streets. The public is invited to go downtown and enjoy the outdoors and activities that are planned.
For Open Streets, the main downtown section of Hyannis' Main Street is blocked off, so people can walk, bike, skate, dance, or find other ways of enjoying having no cars around. This has been set up four times a year for the past couple of years, but the organizers say this no-car idea fits particularly well with Earth Day on Sunday. It's a free event. It runs from noon to 5 p.m., and some of the activities include a hula hooper, a stilt walker, and a juggler, an obstacle course for the kids on the green, musical entertainment, balloon-twisting art, and being able to climb aboard an antique fire truck.
And on Sunday night, a musician who grew up here is returning after finding success in Nashville, and he's bringing some friends.
Well, this is Michael Paul Brennan, and he is a country soul singer and songwriter who grew up doing theater at what's now the Cape Cod Theater Company, home of the Harwich Junior Theater in West Harwich. He's 42, so older than many musicians starting out, but he took what he calls a leap of faith last year, decided to go full-time as a musician, and moved to Nashville. He found success there and has recorded his first album, so now is coming back for a 7 p.m. concert Sunday at the theater, and that's going to benefit from part of the ticket sales. Michael's going to be joined by local musician Ted Vitale, and they're going to be sharing the bill with a duo called Muddy Ruckus that Michael met down in Nashville and so wanted to introduce to his hometown crowd. Muddy Ruckus plays a variety of types of music, from rocky blues and ballads to folk to country and soul music, so there's going to be music for a lot of different tastes at Sunday's concert.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.